Hi, it's Watercolor with Wendy, and I had a question from a student today. She showed me a piece of art, what she thought was art, and asked me, is this art? So we have to come up with some criteria for whether something is art or not art. And it's a controversial subject, of course. Some people will say, this is art, and this is another person will say, no, it's not, it's trash, or I don't like it. So therefore, it's not art to me. Well, there are standards, and there are ways of determining whether art is something that is significant, or it is just a pseudo-art, we could call it. And pseudo-art would include things that are artistic, quote-unquote, looking, or they follow the idea of something visual made with certain materials, but they are not original art. They are not important art. They are not high art. So some things like a pop song, perhaps, that was made up in an afternoon, you could consider that's a song. It's music, kind of. But is it significant? Is it changing the world? Is it original? A lot of times it's derivative, made for the public, and with a purpose in mind of making money or becoming popular. So the same thing could be said about paintings. Is this piece of, you could look at the art and to say, well, how was that created? What's the purpose of that piece? Is it to sell? A lot of times it is. Is it to make money? Sometimes it's an assignment from a company that wanted an illustration for a book, for example, or advertising. And so it was made for a purpose of selling a product or selling itself. You know, an artist might make a painting that is popular and will sell. It will be popular and they'll make money off of it. But you can ask any artist that whether that is really what they want to be doing, because I worked 15 years as a graphic artist and made things for other people for their own purposes, for money. Or do you want to be making something original that is coming from your unique point of view on the world? Well, of course, you're going to rather do the latter. So original art, good art, high art has to have certain qualities to it. It has to be made for art for art's sake. You've heard that idea before. And art for art's sake sounds kind of silly, or art for other artists, you could put it that way, because other artists can recognize true art when they see it. But the general public cannot, because they're not educated. Most people are not educated in the arts. Some are. But they come to think of art as decoration. That painting would look pretty on my wall with the colors in my living room. Or they think of it as something they saw that they bought, like a card or a fabric, something like that was made to be sold as a product. Or do they think of art as true artists do, which means, is this something that is changing the world in some small way or some large way? Sometimes it changes the world in really big ways. And that is achieved by the artist having technical skills so they can actually use the materials of their medium in a professional way, so they really know how the materials work and understanding the visual language of color and contrast, things like that. And because they're using those tools to say something unique. And a lot of times it won't be recognized right away, because truly original art looks weird because it's new and different and people can't recognize it. Like, I don't like that. Well, yeah, it has nothing to do with like or dislike. It's learning to see the art, having the right approach to art, and then being able to have the great reward of getting something from it, which will change the way you see the world, because the artist is showing you something new. So what are the components of great art? Real art, good art, great art, versus, if you want to call it, bad art. I'm going to call bad art is art made for a purpose. It's made for money. It's made to be popular. It's made to enhance your reputation. That's usually bad art. Great art or good art is something that is original and highly crafted, highly skilled. Now, there are many exceptions to all this. Like sometimes a pop song is so great, and it was may have been written in an afternoon on the back of an envelope, but because the artist was in the state, the writer, the musician was in the highly creative state and was original and didn't judge what they were doing according to whether somebody was going to like it or pay for it, then that's a moment of true original creativity. And I would contend there's some pop songs that were groundbreaking and are enduring. So another thing that makes art great is it enduring? Does it hold up to scrutiny over the ages? I can't tell that right away, of course, but some people have a better eye because they understand what to look for in art, and others just don't even know what they're looking at. They don't know what the reason for the painting or the song is. So that's just one of the answers. This can be discussed over and over again, but you can tell whether a piece of art is fine art or low art, or you could call it commercial art, hobby art, art done for a purpose and to get some sort of reward like money or reputation back for making the piece. And it's usually popular. So great art is usually not popular when it's first made. It's usually they throw tomatoes at it. But then after a while, the value of it is realized. So for example, Van Gogh only sold one or two paintings. But now he's a standard of people understand how to look at it and how it was groundbreaking. Because when it's new, it's weird. You don't get it because you're used to seeing a certain kind of art that is soothing or recognizable. All right, so that's a quick answer. I could go on for a long time, as some of you know. And that's the subject for today. That's all for today.